This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. So as we talked about, Sudeep and Rachel and I, President Trump is going to land in Saudi Arabia in like 10 or 12 hours, bringing with him, figuratively to be sure, a $100 billion deal in which the Saudis are going to buy American-made planes and ships and munitions. And the Saudis aren't the only country in the region where American military contractors find eager customers. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Ganzer has more now on the delicate balance between arms deals and diplomacy.
The Middle East is one of the biggest foreign markets for U.S. defense contractors.
They buy a lot of airplanes. They also buy a lot of tanks and armored vehicles.
Brian Clark is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. He says the U.S. defense industry sells tens of billions of dollars worth of weapons internationally each year, with several caveats.
So with Bahrain and some of the Gulf countries, there's a concern that if we sell these countries' arms, they might use them against their own people in an effort to quell dissent.
Clark says U.S. arms exports have to be approved by the Pentagon, federal agencies like the State Department, and Congress, with U.S. defense contractors lobbying for the sales. Sometimes members of Congress with weapons plants in their districts weigh in, too. And here's something else. Once other countries buy U.S. weapons, they're hooked. Like the average consumer, they stick with brands they know, says Todd Harrison of the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
If you're an iPhone user, you're much more likely to buy the next version of an iPhone rather than switch to an Android phone. And so that's one way we keep them coming back.
And Harrison says if the U.S. doesn't sell weapons to a certain country, other manufacturers in, say, Russia or China will. Paul Shari is a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security. He says there's a delicate balance here.
Human rights, U.S. military competitiveness, defense industry are all major factors, and a lot of them weigh in competing ways. And so the government has to be able to find a solution that balances them as best you can.
Even if sometimes that means losing out on a sale. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.